We know there are times where you're just too busy to sort through the mass of information that comes your way. So to make it easier for you to stay informed, subscribe to The Morning Agenda, WITF's news podcast, where the only agenda is you.
Funding for The Spark is provided by Capital Blue Cross, focused on creating a healthier future for our communities through innovations like its Capital Blue Cross Connect Health and Wellness Centers, which provide in-person services and inspire healthy living. Learn more at capitalbluecross.com. The Spark is also supported by UPMC. Choose UPMC for your family's health care needs close to home. Visit upmc.com/centralPA for a complete list of services and locations.
Finding Your Roots with Dr. Henry Louis Gates Jr. is one of the most popular TV shows on PBS. Every Tuesday at 8 p.m., Dr. Gates leads a celebrity through their family histories. What makes the show so fascinating is the mysteries uncovered about their families. Recently, Finding Your Roots did something it had never done before. It offered viewers of the program, people who aren't considered celebrities, an opportunity to go on the show and trace their family's histories. 9,000 viewers applied. 3 were chosen to appear on the show. Megan Robertson of Mechanicsburg was one of them, and she's with us today on The Spark. Megan Robertson, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, I have to say, I have seen the show.
Okay.
You haven't.
I haven't. No, I won't watch it
yet. Well, they say Megan Robertson of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Of Harrisburg?
Yeah. So I'll kind of let the cat out of the bag with that.
Okay.
So the episode was recorded, and it will air nationally on WITF and PBS Tuesday night at 8. Has all this sunk in yet?
No, it hasn't. I mean, the original journey started back in November of 2022, so it seems completely surreal that it's here.
22. So it's been that long.
It really has. So Dr. Gates had put out an open casting in November of 22 for regular Americans to send them their family mystery. And I sent in a video that day, and I didn't hear anything for months. And every once in a while, my dad, because I had told him that I was going to apply, every once in a while he would ask me if I had heard anything, and I was like, no. So I figured maybe they were going in a different direction or something. And then July of 23 is when I finally got an email, and the email, all caps, said Finding Your Roots casting. And if they emailed me at 11:50, I emailed them back at 11:52. I was so excited. So they asked to interview me, and they ended up doing a Zoom interview, I think, the next day. And it went really well, I guess. So,
what did they ask you during the interview?
During the interview, they had just asked me to kind of reiterate what my family mystery was, that my great-grandfather was adopted, and what kind of things we had tried to find the answers. So I told them that we had done 23andMe and that a couple of my family members had gone to cemeteries and to courthouses, but that nothing had been found.
Hmm. So that first Zoom interview, how long did it last?
About 20 minutes.
20 minutes. And then after that, when did you find out that you actually were selected?
Well, by the time I got home from that Zoom interview, they had already sent me paperwork. So it went really well. and they wanted me to fill out any type of genealogy information that I could remember. So I filled it out. I sent it back to them. And probably within a week or two, they had sent me a few DNA test kits to do with my dad and send them back. And then at the beginning of August, they said, hey, at the end of August, can we Zoom you again? And I said, sure. So it was a couple weeks out, and it got to the day of our Zoom meeting. And I remember talking to my husband, Tyler, and I said, you know, like, either they're going to let me down or they're going to tell me I'm in, because why would they want to Zoom me? And we got on, and we were just chit-chatting, and they started in with it was a really hard decision. And I was like, oh, no, here we go. And they said, but there's just one more person you have to talk to. And I said, okay. And the screen went blank, and up popped Dr. Gates. And the reaction in the trailer when I said, hi, that was my reaction. That was they were recording it. And we talked about West Virginia, because he's from West Virginia, and I went to WVU. And we talked about that for a couple of minutes. And then he said, I just wanted to tell you, you're going to be on Finding Your Roots.
Wow.
So, yeah, I know.
Did they say what in particular they liked about you?
No. I wanted to ask. I meant to ask, because out of 9,000 people, I know that they had it narrowed down to 10 for a while. And they said when I was out there filming that they had argued about us 10 for a while and finally realized that they couldn't figure out just one. So that's why they picked three.
Okay, so someone who has been in the media for a long time, one thing I could say is you definitely have the personality.
Oh, thank you.
So I think that that's one of the reasons that they probably okay. selected you is that you have a great personality.
Thank you.
Now, what was the mystery? What did you want to find out?
So my dad's grandfather was named Green Marshall Church. And
by the way, your maiden name is Church.
My maiden name was Church.
So you're Megan Church.
Yes, okay. I was Megan Church for a long time, and I'm Megan Robertson. But Green Marshall Church was born in North Carolina, and we knew very little about him as a person because his son, my grandfather's name was Eugene Dewey Church. Everybody called him Dude. And my grandfather was only about 5 years old when Green passed away. So he was a railroad worker in West Virginia and was tragically killed on the railroad. So my grandfather didn't have any information about his dad. So there was no information to be had because although Green's widow, my dad remembers her, they called her Mall Church. Although he knew her, I don't know that Green shared a lot about his past because it was maybe painful for him. I don't know that he shared it with his wife, his widow. So there was no information to be had by anybody. So I remember growing up and when we would do like school projects on our background or like, hey, where'd your last name come from? I would go to my dad and say, where did Church come from? And he was like, well, it can go back to here, but we don't know. So we were always told that was his adopted name, and we didn't know what his actual last name would have been. Mm. So
he was adopted. Your great-grandfather was adopted.
Yes. We knew that he was adopted, and he was raised in North Carolina by two women, but we didn't know much about the women. We didn't know if they—we were told that they were sisters, but we didn't know if they were sisters or if they were sisters of his dad or sisters of his mom or anything like that. So
who was actually killed in the railroad accident?
Green.
Green was actually killed when
in Welch, West Virginia.
When your grandfather was 5 years
was
old.
Was five, yeah.
Oh, that's...
And my grandfather has a younger sibling. His name's Cliff. And Cliff is alive and well and living in Florida. So we got to tell him all about the show and that we were going to find out information about his grandparents.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there is... information, as I said earlier,
yes.
I've seen the show, but you haven't.
Correct.
So you don't know what the final show... How long did it take to tape, by the way?
The entire taping was on Halloween, and it was about 6 hours. So we stopped for lunch, but it was a long day of taping.
Yeah. Where did you tape?
We taped in Los Angeles.
Oh, so you got to go to L.A.
Yeah, they flew me out to L.A. And it was completely wild because, you know, being a 39-year-old speech therapist from central Pennsylvania... And getting to L.A. and there's a man standing there with a little placard with my name on it and taking my bags to my car. It was surreal.
Okay, this is big time now.
Right.
You know, I said earlier that this show was unique because it is non-celebrities. You realize, of course, you may be a celebrity after this, at least in central Pennsylvania. Well, I don't know. The way you've described... Because we had a conversation when we were on ABC 27 for Good Day PA, that your family is very excited to see the show.
They're really excited.
There are people coming from other states?
Yes. A couple of my cousins are driving in from West Virginia and Virginia. A few of my aunts are coming in for the Whitaker Center event, and then...
Saturday. WITF, we're having a genealogy fair. It is sold out right now, but we do have people... there's a waiting list if you'd like to go to WITF.org, but we're going to see a preview on Saturday, as well as there are going to be other people there talking about genealogy and research in your family histories. So
fantastic.
Getting back to your family coming in.
Yep, so they're very excited. I have told everyone all of the information that I know, though. So it's not a surprise, but I think they're going to be excited to see the show and see all the pictures because in addition to flying to L.A. and everything, they sent a production assistant to our house and scanned in probably over 100 family photos. So it'll be interesting to see which ones they use and who's going to be on the screen. So
during Finding Your Roots, two of the big events, there's a book that they produce of your family history as well as a family tree.
Yeah.
Let's start with the family tree poster.
Yes. So the poster, they sent it home with me that day. I flew home with it. And it is, it's not as tall as I am, but it is up to my shoulders, the poster tube. And it is a good 4 feet by 5 feet of our ancestral tree. So it's no siblings or anything like that, but it goes me and then parents, 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 parents the whole way up.
How far back?
Oh, pretty far back.
So it doesn't just stop with green.
No, it goes way far back.
How far?
I think on my dad's side to my 12th great-grandfather.
What years were those?
1549, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah.
So where are you going to put this poster?
I don't know yet. We've been talking about it. We don't know how practical it is to have framed or how expensive it will be to be framed or where to put it after it's framed. But I do. They did provide me with a digital copy. So I could potentially, you know, have smaller ones made.
but you got to have the
it
big
is pretty grand.
One. You have to have the big one.
It's pretty fantastic. So I flew home with that. And what's funny is all over the poster tube is written the word baggage because I didn't know that I needed to have it. The show had told me initially, ask them to put it in the coat closet on the plane. And I said, okay. So I got there and I asked them. They were like, we don't have coat closets. So I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. So I explained to the lady very nicely what it was and that I needed to go home with it. Like it could not be with me.
Yeah.
And she wrote baggage all over it so it wouldn't go in the freight section of the plane. And it came home. It got to Baltimore with me. So
that's good. That's good. You don't want it to end up in some other city.
But I do find it pretty funny that it says baggage all over my family tree.
You also get a book that has all the information
the
on what they found.
The Book of Life, yeah.
I understand the book is being delivered to your home or your dad's home today.
Uh-huh. So I knew I wouldn't be home, and it has to have a signature. So I had it sent to my mom and dad's house, and he just texted me that he has it. So,
so you're dying to get out of here and go see the book, right?
Yeah.
Have they opened it yet?
I don't think so. I asked him to wait so that I could open it with him.
So have you told the family what was found?
Yes. So I was so thrilled. As soon as I got back to the hotel from filming, I called everybody and told them.
So your dad in particular was very interested because this is Green was his grandfather.
Yeah. And he was named for him. So my dad's name is Eugene Green or Gene Green Church. Right. And he got his he
Gene
got part of his
Green
name.
Church.
Gene Green.
He lived with that his whole life. Huh?
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Yeah, you told me
not a huge fan
he
of
was
that
not
name.
Happy about that.
Yep.
Mr. Church, sorry about that. Anyway, so the book, you'll get to see the book today.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about Green.
So what I know about Green, he was a veteran of World War I. He was served in France during World War I. And I don't know what they put in the episode, but I know what battles he was in over there now. I didn't know any of that. I mean, we had some of his service records from the military, but I didn't know a whole lot about that.
Now, one of the things I understand that you were interested in was your family's health history.
Yeah.
23andMe, I know, has part of it. You can check your genetics a little bit. Did you learn anything about your health history? Because wasn't there some cancer in your family that you were concerned about?
Yeah. So I know that that Ma Church passed away in Baltimore at Johns Hopkins from cancer. I'm not quite sure what kind of cancer.
How old was she?
I believe she was in her 60s, maybe 70s.
Okay, okay.
When she passed away, I would have to look. I'm not sure. But, you know, I do have several family members who are cancer patients. So it definitely,
Did you learn anything about your family health history on, through this?
Not a whole lot.
Not
no.
a whole lot. Okay.
And honestly, when I did 23andMe years ago, I never opened my health history. I didn't want to know yet what my genetics said for myself, like if I was predisposed to certain things. I never opened that.
Now, when Finding Your Roots is doing their investigation, if you want to call it that, you know, they're looking through documents and all that, but they also use DNA.
Yeah.
And I hope I'm not letting a cat out of the bag here, but they used on the program, they show that they used DNA to trace down Green's parents and, you know, some of his background.
Yeah.
What did you learn from the DNA results?
So, Green having the last name Church, we always knew that that was his adopted last name. So we didn't know who his dad was or what his last name should have, would have, could have been. So,
and we're not going to divulge that.
We
on
won't
today's
divulge
program.
That part. That'll, you'll have to tune in for that part. But there had always been last names that we had heard. Oh, maybe it's Holtz, H-O-L-T-Z. That was one that was always told. Or Moxley was another one that we were told. And so in the show, they used genome testing. So the one test that they sent my dad was a genome test. And in part of the show, Dr. Gates has on several different pages the number of people with certain last names who match me or my dad. And it's 0, 0, and then all of them. So we find out what my last name should have, could have, would have been.
So one of the things that Dr. Gates talked about was he called you Megan Moxley.
Yeah, he did at one point. He did.
You didn't have a great
And I was like, no, no, that doesn't sound right. No. Megan Moxley, no. Definitely not a Moxley.
So what are your reactions? Tell us a little bit about taping the show itself, and as you're learning these things, I mean, you're learning them live.
Yeah, absolutely.
As it's being recorded.
Yes.
And you said, even when we did the ABC 27 Good Day PA thing, that you're very emotional.
I am, and I try not to be, but I cry at the drop of a hat. So, I mean, I don't know if you saw this week's episode, but at the end, they kind of showed a preview of next week's episode. And I said, I try not to cry through the whole thing. But it's true. I tried not to cry through the whole thing because my poor makeup artist is sitting off stage, you know, like, oh, I have to go fix that, you know.
Oh, my makeup artist.
Oh, my makeup artist. Her name was Morgan, and she was fantastic. But yeah, she had to come in and touch me up so many times. But I remember, so during the reveal of last names, I turned the page, I read the last name, and I like ugly cried on national television. And I remember I put my hands over my face and I do what I always do. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And one of the camera guys from off stage goes, just keep crying. It's a money shot. And I was like, okay, I'm sorry. But I was trying not to cry all my makeup off.
Well,
but yeah.
What made you so emotional?
Just knowing that I was going to get to call my family members later and tell them that it wasn't any last name we had ever heard of, and that it was this last name from out of the blue that we had never heard that last name in any of anything that we had ever looked at through or anything like that.
Also, and again, I'm not going to give away too much, but Dr. Gates says during the program that you came in expected to be angry.
Yeah, I did.
But you said you weren't angry.
I wasn't.
Okay. Why did you expect to be angry?
The story that I grew up with was that Green's mom, the reason why she gave him up for adoption was that she was a teenager. And I had always thought, like, how did that happen? Like, just how did that happen? Was it consensual? Like, that kind of thing. And I remember thinking that as soon as I found out who the dad was, I was going to be mad at him. You know, that I was going to be mad at him. That, why did you do that? And how could you have done that? And then it turned out completely different. So, yeah.
Were you happy?
I was happy to have the information. It was, it's a twisted, it became kind of like a Maury episode, you know? So trying to figure out who the dad was. But yeah, I mean, it was a journey.
Well, I can tell you from seeing the show that it's not quite like a Maury episode.
Good. Nobody's running off the stage.
No, I'm sure there are a lot of people who ask you about Henry Louis Gates and what he was like during the program.
He was wonderful. So personable and really looking out for me. Like if I started crying, he was asking for Kleenexes and, you know, and he was like, do you need to stop and get a drink? Do you need to stop for, do you want a soda? Like just very, very accommodating. He was absolute gem. He's emailed me back and forth a couple of times since the show. Just a treasure.
Like, wow, that's,
yeah.
That, I mean,
he's
that's
fantastic.
Great. That's
yeah.
great. Oh, well, is there anything that really, really surprised you? Something that you'll always remember that you went in and said, oh, this is, you know, I never expected that, because almost every episode of Finding Your Roots,
yeah.
the celebrity would say, I never expected that.
I mean, obviously finding out the last name was a huge shock. Being able to... They also did my mom's side of the family.
Oh,
I
did they?
Yeah, yeah, so they did my mom's side of the family, which I did not expect them to do that. So finding out where they came from, and they told me, like, where in Pennsylvania they...
Any famous people in the background?
No.
Any outlaws?
Or... Outlaws and in-laws? No.
No. Well, I got to tell you that you've just been a treasure to have
Thank
on
you.
The air with us today, and really looking forward to Saturday
yes.
at WITF Genealogy Fair when we see the preview, and then it airs nationally.
Yes.
You ever think you'd hear that?
No,
your
never.
Story, your story airs nationally
oh
Tuesday
gosh.
Night at 8 o'clock on PBS and WITF. Megan Robertson, thank you very much for being with
Thanks
us today.
Thanks for having me.